Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and jukebox jockey, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like. You can do this alone or collaborate with whoever you are with. Our 3 rounds today will be the A-list, over or under, and who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who plays Pop Puzzle Trivia from all over the globe, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Munich, Germany. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to think through a question just a little bit more. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are feeling alphabetical with the A-list. You are going to receive 5 questions about music, and every answer will begin with the letter A. There is 1 point available for each answer you can correctly identify. Here we go. Question 1. Which British soul and jazz singer released the albums titled Frank and Back to Black? Question 2. Which word describes a solo vocal performance in an opera or an annual music award in Australia? Question 3. Which child star and younger brother of a Backstreet Boy was a music star of the late 90s and early 2000s? Question 4. Which term describes playing music without electronic instruments or amplification? Question 5. Which Danish group had hit bubblegum pop songs like Dr. Jones and Turn Back Time? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is over or under. In this round, you're going to receive 5 clues about hit songs that all either have the word over or the word under in their title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess from these clues. Question 6. This 1981 hit was a collaboration of the band Queen and solo star David Bowie. Question 7. This 2001 hit by Britney Spears describes a sense of being controlled and wanting more freedom. Question 8. In 2023, this vault track became the breakout hit from the Taylor's Version re-release of 1989 by Taylor Swift. Question 9. This 1992 track is a signature hit for the band Red Hot Chili Peppers, and later became a hit again for the girl group All Saints. Question 10. This 2004 number one hit was an unexpected collaboration between the rapper Nelly and country music star Tim McGraw. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get this from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 9th of October, 1940, in Liverpool, England. Clue 2. As a child, I had a turbulent home life with my parents, ultimately living with my aunt. I took an interest in the music of Elvis and learned to play the banjo before getting my first guitar at 16 years old. Clue 3. As a teen, I formed my first band, The Quarrymen, before meeting my future bandmate and songwriting partner. After some rearranging, a new band was formed and we released our first big hit, Love Me Do, in 1962. Clue 4. The band I was in were prolific, releasing a slew of hits in the 1960s before we eventually parted ways at the end of the decade. I released my first solo single, Give Peace a Chance, in 1969. Clue 5. Establishing solo success through the 1970s with hits like Imagine and Merry Xmas War Is Over, my time was cut short when I was murdered in December of 1980. That's all our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. Let's see how successful you really were. Starting with round one, the A-list. Question one. Amy Winehouse released Frank and Back to Black, her only two studio albums. Question two. An aria is the operatic solo or a music industry award. Question three. Aaron Carter was the child star of the late 90s and early 2000s. Question 4. Acoustic. Question 5. Aqua had hits with Dr. Jones and Turn Back Time. Continuing on to round 2, Over and Under. You were trying to identify songs that had either the word over or the word under in their title. Question 6. Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. Question 7. Overprotected by Britney Spears. Question 8. Is It Over Now by Taylor Swift. Question 9. Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. And question 10, Over and Over by Nelly and Tim McGraw. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was John Lennon. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you are listening on Spotify right now, you can leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play lots of fun extra games. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.